Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 21st of May, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio boo, audio blog. I'm back into the routine after a very non-standard week last week. In the car, on the hands-free, on my way to work. It's promising to be quite a nice day, actually. Sunny, weather forecast looks good for this week, so feeling quite cheery this morning. Just wanted to talk a little bit about what I was doing last week, because I went into complete radio silence. I went on a very intensive training course for part of my work. Whilst I'm not actually a project manager at work, I do work on projects and I do a lot of work with project managers. So it was felt beneficial for me to have a better understanding of project management tools and techniques and all that kind of stuff. And so work sent me on a very intensive training course, which was basically 3.5 days of training, half a day of mock exams and revision, and then the fifth day was a 3-hour written exam assessing my knowledge of project management. Now, if I pass that exam, I will actually become qualified in some way. It's the APMP qualification, which is, I think, Association of Project Managers Practitioner or something. I should probably know this, having actually sat the exam, but I don't. Obviously, in the world of project management, the well-known project management techniques is PRINCE2. My understanding is that this is kind of a comparable qualification, with the added bonus that once I've passed it, I've passed it and I've got the qualification, whereas with PRINCE2 you have to resit every 6 years. I believe if I need PRINCE2 in the future, I could do a conversion rather than an actual full PRINCE2 qualification. So it's good project managery stuff, but it was very, very intense. I was not expecting it to be as intense as it was. It was basically 3.5 days to learn 37 different topics all related to project management, and that was quite a tall ask. Before I went on the course, I had been umming and erring because it was held in Halifax, which is on a good day an hour and a half's drive from home, and I had wondered about actually commuting rather than staying over. And as the course got closer and closer, I eventually thought, oh no, I'm going to be better if I stay, I think. And I'm so glad I did, because we were getting 2 to 3 hours of homework a night. So I was literally, the course was 8:30 till 5 every day. And then I would get back to the hotel, have an hour or so downtime, and then I was literally ordering room service, eating in my room whilst studying and doing homework. And it was, I would just not have got that done if I was trying to commute as well. So I'm glad that I did. It was extremely hard work, and I found it, I think because I'm not really a proper project manager, there was a lot of background knowledge and basic understanding that I had to learn that the other people on the course who were project managers all kind of knew. You know, you could say to them, what's a project sponsor, and they'll know, whereas I had to actually learn definitions and things. So it was extremely hard work. The exam was amazing. It was like going back 20 years to when I was doing my A-levels or my degree exams. It was absolutely pure exam conditions, you know, closed book, desks, individual desks 1 meter apart, big clock at the front, open your envelope, your sealed envelope with all the papers in, answer the questions, write it all on a single-sided paper with your candidate number on the top. It was real flashback stuff. I'm hoping I did okay. The structure of the exam was you had to answer 10 questions from a selection of 16. And when I did my first pass through the paper to sort of mark off the ones I thought I could have a go at, I found more than 10 I felt I could have a good go at. So that was made me quite optimistic. And, you know, by the end of the exam, I had answered 10 questions. The last one I didn't finish. But I did the first 2 or 3, I think I did some really detailed, good answers. So I'm kind of hoping, and the pass mark is 50%, 55%. So I'm hoping. I have to wait for the results, but well, fingers crossed, eh? Anyway, that's what I was up to last week, and I'll talk to you all again soon. Bye for now.